Yeah, that's correct. Situation, we have had a similar situation in relation to the village of Carrigan, where we tried everything to slow the traffic down. We used signage, we used different speed limits, we listened, everything under the sun. And the only thing that physically slowed down the traffic was a raised table stroke ramp. And I think in relation to Tubman School, the council and the Tubman School have actually applied to the Act of Travel. So they need to sit down with the safety officer in Donegal County Council and basically design a raised table or a ramp along the front of the Fowler Hall and do a complete raised table there. And that will physically slow the traffic down, because that is the only thing that's going to work.
It's disappointing that it has to come to this, that the road needs to be, I suppose, physically redesigned, because traffic just won't slow where there is children present.
Yeah, that's the situation we have. People will not listen to or take heed to the signage that we have out there. We have tried everywhere to try and make it more acceptable for the driver and for the public. But the driver tends to just drive too hard at certain locations, and also not paying attention, maybe on the phone or doing something. When there's a ramp involved in the road, we've seen it in Killay, Newton, Carrigans, where the physical ramp slows the traffic down, full stop.
Now, ramps aren't typically used on that specific type of road. Would there be any issues with trying to get them installed, do you think?
There will be issues trying to get them installed, because we will be looking to upgrade that road. But whilst you have a school located where you're at, we also have the community hall located there. And we do have a built-up settlement within the area of Tubman. So we need to look at Tubman as a settlement area with houses on both sides of the road, and just treat it like a small town, and put the speed tables in to suit the needs of those people.